Hungry for Sport, the latest in the world of tennis with Brett Phillips.
Always great to catch up with Brett Phillips, of course. Always brought to you by AFT Hire for all your temporary fencing and portable toilet hire. Contact Graeme or Sash. They're great SEN listeners on 1300 946 660. Log on to afthire.com.au. G'day, Brett.
Morning, KB. Good to talk to you.
Brett, I was watching Nadal when he was playing against Bernard Tomic, but he has gone on to win on grass.
He has. His third Mercedes Cup title in Stuttgart overnight. Defeated Viktor Troicki, good player from Serbia, who's been working his way back up the tour in the last couple of years. 66th tour win for Rafa, but more importantly, hit a Wimbledon, KB. His first win on grass in 5 years since he last won Wimbledon in 2010. So he had a good week, defeated Monfils in the semi-finals, that quarter-final win, which was a good tussle with Bernard Tomic that went three sets, and defeated Marcos Baghdatis in the round of 16. Of course, had the bye in the first round. So, yeah, good confidence booster. He certainly played more relaxed tennis this week. He looks like he's in a good frame of mind, Nadal, and he's the wounded warrior at the moment because he's at his lowest ranking, a course of 10 since 2005. So I'm sure he doesn't want to be conceding just yet that his career is going in a downward spiral. So a bit of fight left in Nadal, and he did play some good quality tennis this week. And Aussie Sam Groth, like Tomic, made a quarter final, which is continued good news on the grass for Sam after he won that challenger the week before. So he's been on a good roll and took a really good scalp in Feliciano Lopez, the world number 14 and the third seed at that tournament.
Brett, what's that story behind Boris Becker, of course, making some claims about the dislike between Federer and Djokovic?
Yeah, it's interesting. He's just published a new book, KB. It's called Wimbledon, My Life and Career at the All England Club. And look, I think we've known for a number of years that they aren't overly enamoured by each other. This sort of stems back to when Novak came on the scene, the way he conducted himself on court. He had his parents in the players' box who were overly animated. That didn't please Roger, who conducts himself in the right way. But Boris has sort of said over the weekend that they don't particularly like each other. The reason that Roger is one of the highest paid athletes of all time is because he's liked by everybody. But think about this. You can't possibly be liked by everybody. He makes good money out of his image, but would he make less if we saw a bit more of his true feelings? So there's a bit going on between those two. I think Roger's developed a respect there for Novak and his game, and the fact that he's gone on to win a number of Grand Slams. But this sort of stems back to the early years. It's interesting, KB. I've just been alerted over the weekend to maybe a little spat going on, or a little bit going on between two Australian tennis players, one being Matthew Ebden and John Millman. Now, Ebden returned to the winner's circuit on the weekend. He won a challenger, jumped about 35 spots to 154 in the world. He got to 61 a few years ago. Peter McNamara was coaching him, good solid player, had a number of leg injuries, slipped out to about the 300s. He's set to play Millman, who's also had his fair share of injuries, and he's on the cusp of the top 100, then due to meet on a grass court challenger event this week. But Millman claims that Matthew Ebden sent a complaint email to Tennis Australia where Millman was given a wild card into an event somewhere, and Millman has taken some delight, KB, in the fact that Ebden has fallen down the rankings in the last year or two. So no love lost there, and they're set to meet first round this week.
So we'll watch that game with plenty of interest. In fact, we've got a couple of big events coming up this week in Halle in Germany and Queens.
Yeah, we certainly have. Bernard Tomic will be in Halle. This is an event that Roger Federer has dominated for a number of years. He's going to take on Big Steve Johnson, the American, who has had a pretty good couple of years on the tour, up into the top 30, top 40 of men's tennis. At Queens, Nick Kyrgios has got to play Stan Wawrinka, so tough first-round matchup. Leighton Hewitt, who's got the special wild card. We know he's going to play his last Wimbledon. He's won Queens four times, so they love him there. He'll take on Big Kevin Anderson, the big serving South African. And Thanasi Kokkinakis, interestingly, KB, we've been reading about it this morning, has sort of made a round-the-world dash back to Australia with his sick grandmother, and he's on a flight back to the UK to play in this event where he's been given a wild card. He's going to take on Jeremy Chardy, the Frenchman. So, yeah, hopefully the Aussies can build some good form on the grass this week.
Looking forward to it. A lot of great tennis coming up. Brett, thanks for that.
Thanks, KB.
Always brought to you by AFT Hire. Give Graeme and Sash a call down there, 1300 946 660, or log on to afthire.com.au.